Hey guys, happy hump day. Once again, you're listening to Time Out with Alex and
Ashley.
Hey, how was your, what is today, Wednesday? How was your weekend?
It was fantastic.
What did you do? You did some fun stuff, huh?
Oh my goodness. We went to Queen Mary's Dark Harbor.
Ooh.
It's the 10th year that they've had this.
And it's officially Halloween season. It's October. It's cold.
Right.
Got my hoodies on.
Yeah, I know. Wait. Although I think later this week it's going to be like in the 90s.
I think for 1 week and then it's going to go back down.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So Queen Mary was awesome. And we did go on a very cold night because over the weekend it was opening. And the first night that they opened, it was like 90 degrees. So people were complaining about it being very hot on the ship.
Oh, well, yeah.
But when we were on the ship, it was really cold. So that was nice. But yeah, they have six mazes. Nice. One was new. The thing about the Queen Mary. No.
Okay.
No,
it was good. The look on your face was like,
No, the thing about the Queen Mary is they have three mazes on the ship.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, the ship is extremely haunted and old,
very scary.
And so those mazes that are on the ship, you're walking through it and most of the time it's pitch black, so you can't even see where you're going. And then there's one maze where you walk on a catwalk, which is like 4 or 5 stories high, and then when you're walking on the catwalk they have it where
railings?
The floor drops.
What the hell?
Yeah.
See, I'm so scared of falling.
Yeah,
so
both
I probably
my husband and I were like,
pants.
Oh, shit, you know?
So you're just walking and it's that high. And what do you mean it falls? Like all the way down?
Like, no. But like it like drops a little.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't fun.
But you had a railing?
Yes.
No?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
you had something to hold on to.
I would hope there was something safe.
But yeah, that was really freaky.
Nope.
But the mazes are always fun. And they do something different because like in each of their mazes, it was something experimental, I would say.
Oh, that's good.
Like in the circus maze, you have to go in a ball pit.
What?
Yeah, you're walking through a ball pit, which is very hard to walk through. Yeah.
Like it's just like a big thing of balls.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I need to go. That's a dream come true.
And then in the of course you would say that. And in the new maze, before you walk out, they had like soap everywhere. Like when you walk through bubbles, soap.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, and so that was all over our shoes.
Was it slippery or was it? It was okay.
It wasn't too slippery.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But yeah, I mean, that was
that sounds like fun though.
And then in a couple of them, my husband had to crawl through something. I didn't because I injured my knee.
Oh,
so I couldn't get
out. What was you doing? You did something.
I don't know what
you kicked your husband. He just woke up and it was like that.
No, I think I have like a pinched nerve or something in my kneecap. Ooh. I can't get on it. Yeah. Oh. I don't. I'm old.
You don't get on your knees anyway.
No, I don't.
Good girl. But still, you weren't on them and you still got hurt. Then what's the point? That's horrible when you wake up like that. I'll wake up and my leg, you know, just from working and stuff will be stiff. And sometimes I'll walk and Lyric will be like, what is that noise? And my bone just pop.
Oh,
like,
shit.
To age.
Yeah, no, I have issues with my knee. I have chondromalacia in one of my knees. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, he had to do that. And then there was one. No, actually, it was the new maze where you had to go through, you know, where they have the...
She's showing me with her hands, so I'm watching closely.
Where the tubes that you have to, like, push your way through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had that. And
I would get claustrophobic.
Oh,
I wouldn't like it.
I was because you were in it for a while.
Oh, no. See, I could do it for a second, but if I feel like something's closing in on me, I'm getting out.
And that's how it felt because the pressure, it felt like it was closing in on you. And I'm like, okay, walk.
go.
But we couldn't because there was people in front of us.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. So it's number 3 on my list. Number 1 would be Knott's. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Universal. And number 3, Queen Mary.
Nice.
This coming weekend, we go to LA Haunted Hayride.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
supposed to be like completely
You got to let me know
new.
How it is.
So yeah, we're excited.
I wanted to go.
To go there. Fun time.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So on the Queen Mary, do they still do any mazes and stuff by that pool area in the basement thing? Or do they still do the tours?
Yeah, they don't do mazes in there anymore.
That's probably.
In one of the mazes, they do like a recreation of the pool.
Oh, okay.
And you can watch the video of our Queen Mary experience.
Promote that.
The Jet Experience on YouTube.
Is it also on Instagram too, right?
Yeah, he's on Instagram and you can click the video from there too.
Oh, okay.
But and they had a slider show, which was really cool. It's where people wear like knee pads stuff and they slide across and do lots of tricks and stuff. Yeah, it was fun.
That looks like it would be fun. I've always liked the Queen Mary.
Well, and you know what was real BS? So we decided to get there about an hour and a half early before it started. And we did that so that we could park at the Queen Mary instead of having to park off site. Cause that's what we had to do last year. And we had to take a bus and
it
took forever. And so I saw online that it's $40 to park there. I'm like, great. Okay, whatever. It's the convenience of parking at the Queen Mary. Oof. Well, as soon as we get up to the attendant, we're sold out of that. You have to pay $50 for preferred or go off site for $27. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And we looked at the parking and it wasn't even full. I mean, we paid it because we wanted the convenience of being able to walk straight to our car, not having to get on a bus.
And, yeah, because I remember we had to do that. One time, get on the bus and go, it was crazy.
It's very time consuming.
Because you had to wait. What did we wait one time? Like a long time, almost half hour, something like that to get on the bus. And then it took a while even to get there. And then.
Right, exactly. But yeah, I
probably would have paid too.
Next year, if it's $50, we'll pay to go off site.
That's how they make their money.
Yeah, I mean,
that's expensive though.
Universal, their preferred is only $35.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's not even cool. And I've been looking. Speaking of Halloween, I'm still looking up costumes because I don't know what I want to be. My daughter knows what she wants to be.
She's still going to be the geek.
She wants to be the nerd. But this is another thing I'm not understanding. These places, I guess, is how they make their money anyway. Uh-huh. But like I was looking up Spirit and, you get this much percentage off and this, that. But that costume that I showed you that she wanted, it is all separate. You have to buy almost everything separate. It's not like a whole outfit.
Oh.
Like you have to buy.
You could just go to the dollar store and get everything.
I know, because the tutu part is by itself. And then so you have to buy the skirt by itself. And then the other one where it says a costume kit, you just get the bow tie and the suspenders. And that's it.
Wow.
So everything is separate. I'm like, I could just do my own nerd costume at home then if everything's going to be separate.
Exactly.
I couldn't believe that. But I think she still wants to be it. I don't know. I'm hoping she'll change her mind. Because if I'm going to buy a costume, I want everything in there.
Yeah.
And just pay. Even if it's $50, I want everything in there.
Right. Exactly.
And then she has the whole outfit.
So you don't have to buy five different things.
Right. And I was like, are you kidding me? So it'd be like four or five different things that I have to buy.
Go to Party City.
Yeah, I might
go there because
there's one up the street from my house, but I think it's either a Party City or a Halloween club. I think it's a Halloween club.
They'll probably have a nerd costume.
That was just ridiculous.
Does it have to have the tutu?
She wants it, but I mean, I think you can get one anywhere, but still I couldn't believe it. It said costume kit. That's not a costume kit. Suspenders and a bow tie.
Yeah, that's... They probably want $20 for the suspenders.
Yeah, that was like $13 or $14 just for that.
Jeez.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I still don't know what I want to be. I know you guys already have everything set how you want to be. Did you guys already buy your stuff?
No.
Oh.
No, we haven't because we're still...
But at least you know what you want to be, or are you changing it?
I don't know, because...
Me either.
Here's the thing. So, we were going to be the Munsters. Mm-hmm. My husband was going to be Herman. I was going to be Lily. Mm-hmm. And Declan is going to be Eddie.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Well, and then we involved my mom and my stepdad.
Right.
And so, we were going to have my mom as Marilyn, you know, the normal girl. And then... my stepdad as grandpa.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
My stepdad is 6'5". My husband is 5'7". So that would be kind of weird for grandpa to be taller than Herman.
Right, because Herman's the Frankenstein.
We're trying to figure out if we are going to involve them.
Yeah.
Because if we are, then it kind of has to switch. So I don't know. We're still trying to figure out what we're going to do. But I think we're definitely going to be the Munsters.
Yeah, that'd be really cute.
We like to have like a family theme. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were Nightmare Before Christmas right. characters. My husband was Oogie Boogie. My son was Jack and I was Sally.
Huh, that's funny.
And then the year before that, my husband was Gaston. I was Belle. And Declan was the Beast.
Yeah. Where was I? Because I wasn't here that year.
No, I don't think you were. I think you just trick-or-treated in your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. Because I think we did like a trunk-or-treat or we did something.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't even remember. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because Lyric was all dressed up. We went around the neighborhood. And stuff. Right. That's right.
So, but yeah, that's our dilemma right now, trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm still going back and forth because I keep sending you stuff because I wanted to be a werewolf, but there's no good costumes, really. And there's... Yeah. Some of the masks look stupid. Some are really cool. There, that
you
one,
know what?
It's like
there's
$50, but
there's
it's
one
cool.
that you could buy to put the stuff on your face.
Yeah,
and those are cheap. They're
the prosthetics.
$20.
And I've been looking those up, and those are cheaper. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna do all that or not. And then I was thinking of being
You're
a scary
good at
clown.
The makeup, though.
Yeah, I'm good at the makeup, but I get real. Like, oh, I'm not gonna do this right, and it's gonna look stupid, and then I get all anal about it. but I don't know. I'm going back and forth. If you guys have any ideas, you can always call us and give us some ideas.
We did have a missed call.
Oh,
but,
we did.
But no one left a message. You need to leave us
scary.
A message.
Yeah, Scam Likely has the number. And they're like, ha, we found a way.
Right, exactly.
We're going to collect those bills from Alex. You can give us a call at 213-293-7228. And we'd like to hear from you.
Yeah.
And see if you have any suggestions.
Now, did you watch a horror movie?
Yes, I did. I've been
what
watching different stuff. First, I want to say that we did watch, I think you also did too, we watched the Creepshow series.
Yes.
But it's only once a week.
Did you watch the full episode? Did you finally see the dollhouse?
Yeah, I saw the first and the second part.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's what, two per episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that one.
I didn't like the first one.
I kind of liked it. I thought it was really gross.
Yeah, and I think that the first one, I think that was
I didn't get it
in
though.
the Creepshow maze at Universal.
Oh, was it?
It looked kind of
the
familiar.
Gray matter?
Yeah. But the dollhouse,
that looked familiar to me. I could have swore I saw a movie that was like that.
Probably, but that
was
kind of
confused a little bit on that.
Why?
Because I didn't understand what was going on. Because I'm like, so the dolls were just come to life and
yeah,
each other
and then
in the dollhouse, right?
It was like that zombie head that was
where'd
like
the zombie head come from?
She doesn't know.
Yeah,
it just appeared.
That's why I was kind of like, huh.
And then when she threw it out of her house,
it
and it appeared
big,
under
right?
her,
and it was big, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's why I was like, whoa,
appeared
what is
under
happened?
Her bed.
So you guys have to watch it.
Yeah,
I
that was good.
It. But it's once a week thing. I wish it was like,
and it's on
continuous.
Shudder.
Yeah, it's
and
on Shudder.
So you have to pay like $5.99
a
month.
Yeah, I think you get like a free trial and then it's like $5.99 after that. So I'm still going to keep it because of the Creepshow.
Yeah, we are too.
And then I'm watching a new series on there called, well, it's NOS4A2. So it's Nosferatu. It's kind of based off of the move that old movie called Nosferatu. So it's kind of like a vampire thing, and it's kind of like these two girls have like these special powers where they're called special creatives, where they can make something appear and go through it, and then they end up wherever they need to be to find things. It's really interesting.
So
I started watching that.
We saw that, but we didn't click on it.
Yeah, I was looking at it for the longest time because it was on AMC and now it's on Shudder, like the whole first season.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
in it. You know, I've just started watching it yesterday, I believe, and I'm already on episode 7.
Oh, jeez.
So it's very addicting. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's like a weird vampire kind of, but a different kind of vampire. He collects kids and takes like basically their souls so he could be younger, but the kid turns into like a little vampire.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Maybe we'll have to watch an episode.
Yeah, so I was flipping through there. But I saw the movie that I actually watched was The Black Coat's Daughter.
Yeah, you sent me that last night and I'm like,
Yeah, it looks a little, because I tried to watch it a while ago and I got bored within the first 5 minutes.
It looks like a boring movie.
Yeah, it looks boring, but I was like, you know what? I saw different trailers. I'm going to keep watching it.
Okay.
And it has the Sabrina girl in it from Sabrina the Chilling Adventures girl.
Right.
And she was creepy in
was
this
she?
Movie. Yeah, it was really good. I got to watching it and it is really slow. So you might get a little bored, but if you keep watching it, it's going to get interesting.
Is it a long movie?
No, it's not too long. It's okay. Maybe an hour and a half, something like that. Oh, but okay. Just like a normal length movie. It's not that long. But it's very, you got to pay attention because I kind of got lost because it's one of those movies where it shows different time frames of things happening.
Oh, okay.
So like there's these two girls that got left at a boarding school. It was like a Catholic or some kind of churchy boarding school.
Okay.
They were supposed to go home for the weekend or for home. No, home for like Christmas break or something like that. So the one girl told her parents that she, you know, they were going to pick me up tomorrow because she wanted to go date some boy that was there. So she stayed behind. And the priest guy, you know, the warden, not the warden, wrong word, but the whatever person, whatever they're called.
Like headmaster.
The headmaster, yeah, whatever. And the high priest. And maybe that's what it was. But he was like, okay, but you guys, we don't want you staying here over the break. Like, is everything blah, 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 okay?
Right.
So he asked the girl who was the Sabrina girl. And she's just sitting there staring off into space. And then she's like smiling at something. And he was like, is something funny? Is everything okay? She's like, oh, no, I'm okay. Like she was just acting really weird. But I guess the night before she had a dream that her parents died in a car accident.
Oh.
Well, then now this day she can't get a hold of her parents. So in her mind, she just had like a sight. Not, it wasn't really, it was a dream, but it really happened.
So like a premonition.
Like a premonition that her parents were never going to come because they were dead. They just didn't get the official word yet.
So she was smiling about that?
Yeah, she was sitting there talking. Well, she didn't talk about that yet. She was just sitting there talking to the priest about how she doesn't know where her parents are because she tried to call them. She was like, oh, I'm sure they didn't forget. They'll be here. But she just like looked off to the corner and was smiling. And he's like, what? Like, we don't see anything. And she was just like, oh, no, I'm fine. And, you know, she's acting really weird. And he's just like, oh, okay, you know. So you guys are just going to have to, these other two teachers are going to be here. You guys are just going to have to watch over each other until your parents come. And so they're like, okay, whatever. Well, the one girl that stayed behind because she wanted to go see a boy, went and saw the boy, blah, blah, blah. And she came back and she was looking for the Sabrina girl. She's like, I think her name was Catherine.
Okay.
She's like, well, where are you? Like, you know, she's looking for her. Like, she could see she was kind of acting weird. So she kept going into the, after she came back from her date, she was looking in the housing area where they, like their dorm rooms.
Yeah, okay.
She's looking for her and she keeps hearing these noises and she comes to see that she's in the boiler room on her knees with her head going up and down, like she's praising something.
Oh.
Like up and down. She's like, what the, you know, she's, but she couldn't see why she was doing that. She's like, what the hell is going on? She was just like, okay. She goes to her room. Put something in front of the door and everything. So they keep seeing that she's acting weird. Well, you see in a scene that she's laying down to go to bed and she has the Sabrina girl, her name's Catherine in it, has the covers over her head and she's looking like scared. And all of a sudden, her legs go flying in front of her head.
Oh.
Like she's laying on her stomach, but their legs go like right in front of her like it would be a spider.
What?
Like you're seeing her lay there and all of a sudden you go, and you see her legs go all the way. So you're finally seeing that she's being possessed. So you kind of see this dark figure that she's been looking at. And but the other, you know, no one else can see it.
Yeah.
So the other girl's kind of like being freaked out, trying to stay away from her. They go to breakfast where the two teachers are there. And the Sabrina girl looks horrible. Like her hair looks a mess. She looks like she hasn't showered or anything. Her eyes are all messed up, looking all like she hadn't slept in a year. And she starts saying mean stuff to them. And she starts throwing up. And next thing you know, she kills the two ladies. And the other girl was somewhere else. And then all of a sudden, you see she kills the girl. It's just very intersecting of what happened.
Where does Emma Roberts, who does she play?
See, that's the thing that was kind of like intertwined. Like, what is going on? Because you go over to Emma Roberts and her name is Joan. But when you first see her, she's ripping off something from her arm, like a bracelet, like a mental patient bracelet, like a hospital bracelet. And she meets these two people and they're talking about their daughter. They're like, oh, but we lost our daughter 9 years ago. Come to find out, the Emma Roberts character goes into the bathroom and she starts giggling. And you're like, why is she giggling? And then you kind of find out what she really is. So come to find out, the two people that she had been with that whole night that were trying to help her was the parents of Rose. Catherine is the Sabrina girl who got possessed.
Okay.
She had an exorcism done to her, and supposedly that you see the evil come out of her, but she asked it not to go. She kills the girl that was stuck with her, the Rose girl. She cuts off all their heads. Ooh. And takes them to the furnace like an offering to the devil or Gross. This demon. But come to find out, this Emma Roberts girl is Catherine years later. She got out of the hospital.
What the heck?
Yeah, it goes back and forth. It goes back and forth. So, and then the people who were helping her were Rose's parents, the girl that she cut off her head that she was in the boarding school with.
Mm-hmm.
Those were her parents that were trying to help her. And she cuts off their heads. So she still has the demon inside her. So basically, Emma Roberts is the Catherine girl like 9 years later. So it's very...
So were you like confused throughout the whole movie?
Not throughout the whole thing. I kept watching it. I'm like, okay, where is Emma Roberts coming in at and these people? But they kept saying, my daughter. And then they showed a picture of the daughter. And it was the school picture of the Rose girl. And I'm like, well, how is this? Is this at... And then you kind of figure out it's at a different time because the dad's like, we lost her 9 years ago. But come to find out, that's the girl that they're helping is the one that killed their daughter and cut off her head.
Was this like an independent movie?
Kind of. It was, I forgot who, it was someone's first debut of doing it. It was kind of like that. It was, but it was interesting because you're kind of trying to figure out what's going on. But yeah, she was cutting off heads, putting them in the suitcase and took them down to the boiler room.
Wow.
It was pretty,
Yeah, I don't think I'll be watching that movie.
It was kind of confusing, but I thought it was good. It's just a very slow movie.
Yeah.
Very slow. Confused. Did you see the trailer to that part where her legs go?
No.
That was the best part of the movie.
I
was like,
that
I jumped.
Trailer.
I actually jumped. I was watching it.
Did
I was like,
you?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I was like, let me
so
rewind that.
Movie finally got out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I jump on a couple things. Like that one I was telling you about that I don't think you ever saw called The Veil. That made me jump like out my seat in one of the scenes. So you got to go see that. It has Jessica Alba in it. So that's a suggestion for everyone to go see The Veil.
Okay.
Creepy.
What's your, we're doing out of 5 stars.
Out of
five stars,
I'd probably give it a 3.
A 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was because like I said, it's slow, but the more you watch it, the more you're like, okay,
it sucked you in.
Yeah. It's like, what's going on here? What's happening?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speaking of weird, you know, we feature a weird news story.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might like this.
Uh-oh. I haven't heard it.
So apparently this was Saturday night. Happened in Michigan.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Oh.
Michigan drivers were shocked when they drove past a billboard that displayed porn for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Yes.
What the hell?
So police say that a hacker...
Oh, wow.
May be responsible for the explicit sex scenes shown to drivers on Saturday night.
Did anyone get into a car accident? They're all just stopped watching.
So it was on an electric billboard.
Uh-huh.
It was in Michigan. And it aroused a lot of attention Saturday night after it started playing a porn video.
Nice.
Police say they received numerous calls about the graphic images on the billboard. Yeah. One of the drivers who saw the sex-laden videos told a TV station that he nearly got into an accident because he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
Like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he was like, let me pull over and do something.
Let me keep watching.
He said, I came across a billboard and it was something unusual. I saw two girls lesbian porn. Oh my God.
Goodness.
I'm sure he liked that.
Uh-huh. He's like, what is my collection doing up there?
Yeah. And then another driver told the TV station that he thought at first the video was an intentional ad for something like a strip club.
Yeah.
Maybe, but then he realized that it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
He said, I was just looking up at it and I was like, huh? Oh, wow. That's porn.
Well, let's call somebody here. Oh, my God.
A lieutenant at the police station said that the explicit videos were on the screen for about 20 minutes.
Wow.
There's even video on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Of what it looked
like. Can you imagine just driving down the street? Whoa, what is happening here?
Right, exactly. But, you know, a site like that could definitely lead to distracting driving.
Right?
But, fortunately, there was no accidents caused by drivers taking their eyes off the road to look at the billboard. The yeah, could you imagine?
Wow.
Could you imagine here if something like that happened?
That would definitely cause accidents. Yeah, people would be in accidents. Because they're in accidents here for no reason. Right. So yeah, if that came on, that, you know, they would all be, it would be like a drive-in theater. Everyone would be, oh, let's stop right here. text symbol.
Or it would just be a normal occurrence here since we have Porn Valley here.
Oh, yeah. They're probably just like, an ad for whatever. Right. Oh, there goes some more porn. Oh, my
God. Man.
That's funny, though.
That's really funny.
I would have been laughing so hard. I would have been videotaping, texting everybody, like, look at this. Come on out here. Come to this freeway. Come to the street. You see this.
Right.
Because I remember when we were first coming out here, because we drove out here, and I was behind this truck, and I could not stop laughing because it was a beef truck. Uh-huh. I don't know what brand or who it was from, but the back of the truck had an ad on it instead of just like on the side. So yeah. If you're driving behind it, it said,
what did it say?
It said, no one can beat our meat. And I was dying. I was like, what am I driving behind? I'm like, oh, wow. I could not. I was taking pictures. I could not stop laughing.
That's funny.
I'm like, wow, no one can beat our meat.
Well,
wow.
There was a license plate that I saw. Uh-oh. And if you looked at it at a glance, mm-hmm. it looked like it said dick sucker. But it was probably like Dick's car.
Oh, they knew what they were doing.
But it looked like dick sucker. And oh my God, we sent it to like everyone because we're like, this is hilarious.
I'm surprised that they let them do that. If it meant Dick's car or Doc's, or it could have been anything.
Right.
But because I remember one time I tried to do a license plate and they were like, well, what does that mean? And I put what it meant, you know, I lied.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me have it. I'm like, really? But then you have Dick's car.
Do you remember what it was?
Oh, I think I put BD BICH. And then I tried to put BADBCH for like bad bitch. And they were just like, no, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, well, it means bad beach. And like, I would say like different things, but they would never let me have it unless it was taken.
When I met you, you still had your Illinois plate.
Mm-hmm, I still have them.
What was that?
It was devilish.
There you go. Devilish. Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember seeing that.
Yeah, and then I switched them to, because it was already taken, so I couldn't get them again. But I kept the license plates. You know, I still have them. And then I got my old ones too. I had vicious on there. Vicious too. And but for my car now, it'd be way too much money for personal plates. So
yeah, I just did one for mine. It's like $50.
Like extra, right? Oh yeah. See, I don't know if I'll do another personalized license plate. I'm thinking about it, but not this year. I already got to pay in the beginning of November, and it's already enough. So I'm maybe not.
Right. Yeah.
But my boyfriend has seen these ones that I'm sure a lot of people know. They're regular license plates, but then you can push a button and another license plate goes over it and it says "fuck you."
What?
Yeah, like these different license plates, just a normal one, and then if you press a button, one goes room in front of it and it'll say like "eat me" or "f you." Like,
is it one of those digital ones?
Yes.
Yeah, because people are now buying those, but those are like $500.
They're expensive. Yeah, so he sees them on like, you know, race cars and sports cars. You know, he loves cars. And I was dying. He sent it to me and I was cracking up. I'm like, yeah,
wow, I didn't know that you could just press a button and it changed.
Yeah, I think it's like some kind of button or something you do and it changes. I wonder if it's
like an app or something.
Maybe. I don't know, but it was hilarious. I'm like,
wow,
oh my God.
That's funny. That's ridiculous, though.
It's funny, though. But you see them people that get the license plates, sometimes they have it backwards, so it doesn't look like it means anything. But then if you're looking at it in your rear view mirror, it'll say, eat me.
So really? I've never seen one like that.
Like if you spell something out backwards, it just looks like, oh, okay, well, whatever. They just want this license plate. Maybe it's initials.
Right.
But then if you look in the rear view.
Oh, I've never seen one like
so
that.
So you kind of get away with it that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hilarious.
So we have some exciting shows coming up.
Yes, we do.
We have a psychic coming on the show
next week. Tune in Wednesday, October 9th. You will be hearing our psychic medium tarot reader, April. She's coming to visit us and she's going to be on the show.
I'm kind of nervous. I've never been around.
Yeah, I let her know that
like
there
that
is
before.
Some spirits around here. So she might be able to tell you what's going on when she walks in.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because she picks
I'm
up
nervous
on spirits.
To hear what she has to say.
Yeah, yeah. And she might just pick up. We might be in the middle of the podcast and she might pick up something.
Because what if it's something bad?
I don't think it is, though. But she would tell you. She would be like, okay, you need to do this.
And she's legit.
Oh, yeah. You can always follow her on Instagram.
What's her Instagram?
Let me get it so I can promote her here. Because, yeah, to me, she's 100% legit. I had a reading with her. It was like, I think it's $30 for half an hour, $50 okay. for an hour.
I'm a skeptic. And, I'm a skeptic. I have to be proven.
Mm-hmm. I was proven because I was still kind of like, okay, I don't know her. I just saw her on Instagram through our friend Duggan's page, Ryan Duggan. I just happened to see her. And I clicked on her, started following her, and I saw that she was a tarot reader. And so I wanted to get my reading done for my birthday last year. Yeah. And I was, you know, because I believe in all that because I'm a sensitive too, but not like she is. She probably, you know, has practiced it so much. But when I had my reading with her, it was accurate.
Really?
Like she knew things that no one else would know.
Oh.
And she would bring up stuff that no one would know but me.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to have her on the show.
Yeah. If you guys want to follow her, I'm going to spell it out here for you. On her Instagram, it says psychic medium and spiritualist or spiritist. Yeah, there we go. Certified angel card reader, healing services. And it is, I'm going to spell it for you, A-S-T-R-E-A-S-T-O-U-N-D-A-N-C-E. So I think it's I don't know what it is.
That's fine.
But that if you put it all together, you will find her.
Okay.
It's, you know, I'm on her page all the time. So she will be here and she will do some stuff for us.
Interesting. I'm kind of excited and nervous. Nervous because
she might walk in and be like, okay, this is what's in your house.
Yeah. And I'm like, ah.
But then you'll know.
Right.
Yeah. Then she'll probably tell you stuff to, you know, sage or do this or do that. But yeah.
And then we also have something really cool coming up. We are actually going to do our own ghost investigation. Yes.
We're going to go investigate.
And that'll probably be the week before Halloween when we'll air that.
Yes.
So we'll probably have John back on the show because that's who we're going to do the investigation with is John.
Definitely.
And so we have a lot of exciting things coming up for this October.
Yes.
And let's
especially this October, Halloween.
And let's roll right into one of your ghost stories.
Yeah, speaking of Halloween and speaking of spooky stuff, I saw a ghost story here, basically, and it's called We All Saw Shadow People.
I don't want to cut you off, but I've seen shadow people.
In the house here?
Not in my house. Oh. When I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
In my grandma's house.
Yeah.
We saw two shadow kids. I tell my grandma and she goes, you're crazy. And I say, no, grandma, your house was haunted. And I have two other people that back me up. Yeah. She goes, I lived there for 30 years and I never saw or felt anything.
Grandma, she did and didn't want to say anything.
Well, in one of her rooms in the way in the back of the house, it was just creepy.
Yeah.
But okay, go on with the story. Sorry, I just had to throw that out.
That's how my grandma's house was. My grandma on my dad's side. Well, both my grandma's houses were creepy, but yeah, she always had, I don't like basements too much.
Yeah.
And back home we have basements.
Yeah.
And I always felt like I saw things in her basement.
Really?
And then she always had this one sewing room that, you know, grandmas have these sewing rooms, you know, and I always just thought I just always had a creepy feeling by that room too. Yeah. Like I did not like going by it. I didn't like the basement, but yeah, a lot of people are like that. They'll see shadow people or they'll see actual people and people might not believe them. Like my dad. That one time when I saw kids running up and down his hallway and he didn't want to believe me.
Well, this is how we know that there was something in her house because I was maybe 5 or 6, maybe a little bit older. I was in the backyard and my friend was in the house by herself and she went potty and she said she heard someone calling her name. Mm-hmm. Well, I was way in the back. I was in the backyard. There's no way she could have heard me. So I think it was something in the house calling her name.
Probably. But a lot of people just either don't want to believe it or they don't want to acknowledge it, you know, they just don't see anything.
And my grandma believes in ghosts.
Yeah.
But she just said, no.
Well, maybe if they were kids, they were going more towards other kids.
Maybe. I don't know. But okay. Let's hear your story. Sorry. Okay, I just wanted to get that out
here. Here are the other I see shadows all the damn time.
Do you?
All the time. At work. Like I was saying on that one podcast.
Oh, that's right.
I see them at work. Yeah. I see them everywhere. Like
out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah. And I'll just see them or I'll just see them walk by and I'll turn around and I'll ask my daughter, did you just run through? No, I've been over here. Okay.
Oh, so even in your house.
Oh yeah. I see them everywhere.
All right, let's hear the story.
All right. When my family first moved into our new house in the country, I was happy about finally getting out of our previous house that was haunted.
Oh. Mm.
Unfortunately, it wasn't even a week of being there before the activity started in our new house. So maybe it followed them. Hmm.
Yep.
I still remember the first event that started the whole thing. I was in the house alone while everyone else was outside. I had to run out and ask my mom something, so I went through the kitchen on my way back through the back door. The faucet was not running when I passed it on the way out, but as soon as I came in, I found it running full blast.
Oh, hell no. I would get out of yeah, there. Yeah, I'd be like, no, thank you.
And it wasn't just cold water, but the hot was on as well. So like both, you could see both of the handles on.
Oh, geez.
And it was blasting. That was an event that happened several times to everyone though in the house. Also, the dishwasher would find itself in the middle of the night on. Us as kids were blamed for it at first until it started in front of my stepdad and I. He called a repairman to check it out since it happened so frequently at first, so they figured something was wrong with it.
Right.
But there was nothing wrong with the switch, and the repairman showed us that it was impossible for it to just start by itself.
Weird.
Yeah, that I would be like, well, let me see here. The faucet, dishwasher, maybe they like to clean.
We as like a water.
Right. We as a family talked about these little events in general conversation from time to time. But there was another event that we were all experiencing that we didn't talk about because it was kind of that thing that was questionable. I had been seeing what looked like someone walking past the windows of the house in the corner of my eye almost daily, but felt kind of stupid saying anything since I never saw it while I was looking at the windows. And when I ran out to see who it was, there was nobody there. Since no one else had mentioned seeing this, I had the idea that maybe I was the only one who saw it until after we had been there about 8 months. We were all sitting in the living room watching TV when I saw someone go by one of the windows.
Oh, no.
I looked over at the window and there was nothing there. But just as I got my eye on that window, the figure went past the other window in the room. I immediately noticed my mom and stepdad look over at the window at the same time. So they obviously saw it.
Ooh.
I knew right then that they had seen it, too. So I asked them if they saw someone going past the window. They both said yes. So my brother and I went running outside to see if we could see who it was. There was no one out there. When we came back in, I opened up and told everybody that I had been seeing that this whole time that we've been living here. At that point, everyone came out and said that they saw it too, which gave me a feeling of relief. And at least I was not crazy.
Right.
We all had been seeing it regularly, but were too afraid to say anything for the same reason that I didn't say anything. The shadow people we were seeing in the corner of our eyes continued for several years after we moved in, and then it just suddenly stopped out of the blue for a while.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, it just all of a sudden stopped. My mom told me later that after I was out of the house for a while, she was occasionally seeing it again when I brought it up. It was just another one of those weird things that happened in the house that we all had to get used to.
I don't know if I would get used to something like that.
Yeah, there was a movie like that called, I think, The Shadow People, where they kept seeing shadows at the corner of their eye.
Especially it's a really good movie if too. It was, you know, a poltergeist activity where it's turning stuff on or moving stuff. I don't think I would get used to that. I would definitely...
Unless they were just trying to be acknowledged.
Cleanse my house.
Yeah.
I don't think I could put up with something like that.
Like, oh my God, the electric bill, the water bill. Like,
yeah, I would... Well...
The gas bill, stop it.
I would be scared.
Yeah, I would be kind of nervous, like, okay, why is this on again?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a wuss when it comes to stuff like that. And I'm definitely nervous about doing this investigation because I don't know if where we're going is supposedly really haunted.
Okay.
And
where are we going?
It's something we talked about on this show. We're going to Midgetville.
That's right. I thought we were, for some reason, I thought we were doing, because we were talking about that, the cemeteries. That's probably why.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we're going to
I'm kind of interested to see how this pans out.
To give a backstory, when he was on our show last, we talked to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's done an investigation there. And he told us that one of his friends who, I don't know if his friend is still on the police force or if he's retired now. Mm-hmm. But the police in the area have gotten multiple reports of strange things happening and where we're going. So that's why I'm a little nervous because I don't want to bring something home with me. So hopefully he can do like a protection.
Yeah. Because he says he does the protection spells or the protection chants or something.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh, come on, there's little midgets following.
Don't say that. They're little people.
Little people following us. Little people.
But sorry if that's offensive. That's just what they call it. They call
it Midgetville. Yeah.
Huh. Because the little people from like Wizard of Oz and all that. That
interesting era. What if we pull up and we see a yellow brick road? I'm out. Like, okay, that's it. Because that was always creepy to me in the Wizard of Oz, though. Like,
The little people.
The little people and just like the whole thing. I'm like, that would be so creepy. Like to just...
Well, and that's what's sad is how they treated the little people. And then they would put them in the circus like they're freaks. And I mean, it's just, it's not right.
Like on Instagram, there's these two little guys. They're like two little twins, little people. And they do all this funny crap. Oh, do my God, it's so funny.
Oh, I think you sent me a video.
I sent you one where they went to shoot a gun and they went flying.
You sent me something of them at someone bought a brand new house and they were hiding in the closet as like Chucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they
jumped out.
Yeah. Could
you? Wow. Oh, speaking of stuff like that, I was going to mention because me and my boyfriend like to watch Twitch and they're having a TwitchCon going on. TwitchCon going on in San Diego.
Oh.
And they're, you know, it's all gamer stuff. It's all about gamers and people doing Twitch and they do all this stuff. Well, if you looked up, there's some very interesting stuff. But I guess going on this weekend with all the stuff going on, there was a lot of girls getting roofied in their drinks.
Oh,
it was just on the news. Yeah.
Wow.
So you have all these people going to have a good time and people trying to roofie
them
and everything.
Gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be careful no matter where you go, even at a TwitchCon where there's a whole bunch of nerds running around.
Wow.
Yeah, we just saw that the other day because we were watching it. We were watching the TwitchCon going on and everything. And then he came out. He's like, you know what just happened? It's all over the thing that they were roofieing girls and putting stuff in their drinks. I'm like, Jesus. But yeah, so you gotta be careful out there. But you know what? You can always check out something that's fun. You can check out our Instagram, Instagram.com/timeoutwithalexashley.
Yep.
And stay tuned and keep listening. And like I said, if you want to call, 213-293-7228.
And if you have any questions for April, the psychic who's coming on next week.
If you want, you know, if you want to call and leave messages and you have a question, we can ask her and then we can go ahead and go over this. So if my dad and sister are listening, I want to say happy birthday. Their birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, I'm the first and I miss them. So happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
This was Time Out with my mommy and Ashley.
Time Out? Are you kidding me?